This is St. Louis Public Radio. Missouri lawmakers seemed ready to expand charter schools, create scholarships that certain students could use for private school, and change school transfer laws when they gathered earlier this year. Despite optimism from school choice advocates, they ended up empty-handed. St. Louis Public Radio's Ryan Delaney and Marshall Griffin report on why nothing panned out.
With Republicans controlling the General Assembly and the governor's office, it looked like this could be the year independent charter schools were allowed to move beyond St. Louis and Kansas City into suburban and rural school districts.
We were really disappointed that we couldn't get any of our, reform bills to the finish line to the governor's desk this session.
Jerry Hobbs is a lobbyist with the Missouri Education Reform Council. He says the legislature spent too much time early in the session fighting over labor reform to focus on education policy. Charter schools have operated in the state's largest cities for nearly two decades. Supporters say now it's time for suburban and rural residents to have the same choice between their district school and an independent charter. Backers of traditional public schools say charter schools lack a proven track record of success and accountability. The House added a limitation to its bill that would have allowed charter schools to open only in more heavily populated counties. Republican Representative Rebecca Raber sponsored the measure. She says it had the support to be approved by the Senate Education Committee, but the chairman didn't put it up for a vote.
I think if it had gotten out of committee, that we would have had the votes on the Senate floor.
Matt Michelson, government relations manager for the Missouri State Teachers Association, says the negotiations were complicated because every legislator has public schools in their district.
So to try to make statewide policy when you have such diverse constituencies and everyone's impacted, it becomes difficult, and a lot of these issues take many years to hash out.
Michael McShane, education policy director for the Show Me Institute, says it's all right legislators didn't pass charter schools this year, as long as they keep working at it.
I don't actually see that as a lost opportunity. I see that as, like, our democracy working.
And as they say, there's always next year. I'm Ryan Delaney.
And I'm Marshall Griffin in Jefferson City. Revamping Missouri student transfer law has been on lawmakers' wish list for several years now. Former Democratic Governor Jay Nixon vetoed proposed fixes in 2014 and 2015, and GOP leaders didn't even bother trying last year. A bill that didn't make it out of the General Assembly this year would have allowed students in failing public schools to transfer to nearby non-failing schools, both public and private. Charles Pearson is superintendent of Normandy School District, which is currently under state control and has had 550 students transfer. He supported the bill and says it would have kept his district from losing money to other schools.
Students would have had to have attended one of our schools at least a semester, which would have been helpful.
The transfer bill got lumped in with several other proposals in the Senate into one giant education bill. That included one of Greitens' top priorities, creating education savings accounts, or ESAs. It would have allowed disabled students, foster kids, and children of military personnel to attend private schools. The sponsor, GOP Senator Andrew Koenig of Manchester, says the wide range of topics doomed the bill's chances.
I'm not saying I didn't have the votes. I might have had the votes, but the speaker was a little bit unwilling to pull the trigger unless I for sure had the votes.
Education advocates opposed the bill, saying the ESA and student transfer portions would have funneled public money to private schools. Brent Gann, spokesman for the Missouri School Boards Association, says the real problem is big state government trying to force a one-size-fits-all solution onto both urban and rural school districts.
Local school boards are in the best position to understand local circumstances, the local resources that are available, and what their local communities want from their public school system.
Crichton says he may call several special sessions this summer. As to whether that would include the creation of education savings accounts, Press Secretary Parker Bryden says that all options are on the table. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin, St. Louis Public Radio.